The mission says in Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis that by the bias by Eliyahu Shel Shnayim Shenaflu that if one of them is makir his avanim, he could take him in the oilam and the cheshbon. And the Gemara comes out that we're talking about a case kagan sheish esek shvuah ben him, that there's an esek shvuah, and the Gemara says like would be similar to the tzio of Rava Dam Rava Manu Yadcha Bla Eimer in Lucham Yadi Aluchamisha Masharin Yadem Mitach Sheni Achol Yishalim Yishalim. And over here also we're talking about such a tzio where he's might on some of them, and the rest he says any day, and therefore there'd be a chi of shvuah over here, and if he can't take the shvuah, you would have to pay. So Bikivegan, his chidush man the Mishnayos, asks a kasha in the Gemara that l'char, there's not an isek shvuah over here, because this should be halach, right? It's mavur in the Gemara in the first parak, whenever it's halach, when you're giving him, you have the thing be'ein that you... they're being Maidan, it's not just the chayv that you have, it's here in front of you, and that's considered a halach, and there's no chayv shvuah. Over here, the avanim are here, lefaneinim, he's Maidan that he owes them. The chayv, that shouldn't be halach at all. Why is that considered? Why? I'm sorry, that should be considered halach, shouldn't be chayv shvuah at all. So why is that considered kigon sheish esek shvuah b'neim? The chayv should be considered halach. And the Nesivis and Siman Pezayin also asks this kasha, and he answers that this is not considered halach over here when it's a case of gezela. He says, Bishma, when it's a pikadon, the pikadon is by the shomer, and he's mitre that he owes it. So that's halach because it's his b'chol malkim shehem. He's willing to give it back, and therefore that's considered halach. But we were talking about b'gezela that he took it b'derech gezela. He took the avanim to his chalak, and he wants to keep them. And even though now he's willing to give them back, but being that he took them b'taris and gazlan, that's no longer considered halach because once he has kinani gezela, they're his, and it's not halach until he actually gives it back to him. But when they're by him, and they're by him at b'gezela, that would not be considered halach. It's different than pikadon because over here has kinani gezela, and that's why I want to be halach over here. But Bedasa Bikveger, he seems to hold not like that. He might hold that even Michai Gavna, that is considered halach because in a chinami he has kinani gezela, but that's only Kozmani doesn't give it back. But once he's willing to give it back, once he's saying, I'm willing to give it to you, there's no ikov mitzah the gazan, then that's not considered that it's ena shalai, that's enough to be considered halach. I might be telling machlokes rishonim how to understand kinani gezela, but maybe Rabbi Kiveger held, once you're willing to give it back and you're offering it back, even though you started off as a gazan, but now you lose the status of gezela, you're no worse than a pikadon, and for that reason it wouldn't be considered halach, and that's why he asks kasha that, I'm sorry, for that reason it would be considered halach, and that's why he asks that there should not be a shvu over here.